is 7 o'clock and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM Aboriginal Voices with Gigi.
Gigi.
And who else is here?
Douglas.
And?
Oh, and me.
Of course.
Sean. Douglas and Sean and Gigi.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun tonight. We're flying as we're going here, and you're doing a great job of running the show.
Thanks.
Because people at home don't realize that you really are running the show, right? You've got the controls.
I do have the controls in front of me. It's a lot, but.
So how are you,
really cool.
How are you finding it, doing live radio like this?
Oh, I love it. I think I found my new passion.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I love it. Cool. Like, ever since I started recording in the control room, I was like, yeah, this feels right.
And now that you're doing it, like, there's a lot of things that happen that make you change what you plan to do, but I'm sure glad you're here tonight because I had planned this whole project with some changes and variables that we could do. So So I'm learning a lot.
Oh, me too. This is a great learning experience.
Yeah, good. Sean, you seem to like doing photography.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I have.
Yeah.
On occasion.
Oh, lots of occasions. Yeah.
Sometimes not so much.
A couple of times he's got a camera and I had to bring my camera. And then what we would do is we would go out and he'd say, okay, we're going to go out on campus and we're going to do a project, like go take pictures of different things, close-ups one week. And another week it was looking at buildings. And another time it was all about the sun hitting different things.
So. You know, I actually have a question about that. Have you ever gotten a photograph of the albino squirrel?
No.
No. Aw.
My problem is that I don't get the colors right.
Yeah.
I don't know, Doug.
Gray, black, brown.
Mostly still life, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Squirrels aren't as much fun. They constantly move.
You know? Yeah. Have you heard, like, the thing about the albino squirrel, though?
Not at all. Is there one in town?
Yeah. So, basically, the whole thing about it is if you see it before exam season, that's good luck.
Oh.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's why I was asking. But in my first year, I actually did see it before exam season, and I do have a picture of it.
Nice.
Now, did it work? I don't know. But, you know. At least I saw it.
Is it on your phone?
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Oh, wow. And it wasn't in the winter?
It was in the winter.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. Ah. I don't think there was snow on the ground.
Albino squirrel.
Though.
I've never heard this theory.
No?
You?
No, but I have seen squirrels with different colored tail to their body. And
have you?
Yeah.
I've seen squirrels with no tail.
Hmm. I did see part of a tail in the snow last.
Maybe it was the same squirrel.
Well, no, because it was maybe. But the rest of it was kind of eaten. Because
no,
yeah,
Juliana's here. Quit talking like that.
We had a bobcat come through our community, and I'm out in the country, so bobcat.
There's bobcats around.
Yeah, it's about the same size as a lynx, but it's not as pretty as a lynx.
A lynx.
they're surly.
Yeah, and the lynx has a huge, has a paw almost as big as my hand, but. The bobcats are around the area. And
find a car, get in it.
It took the
away.
Squirrel and just left a bit of the tail.
Oh.
Yeah, that's too bad. Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. It was good for the bobolink, though, the bobcat.
Dinner?
I'm sure it was.
We have some beautiful foxes around, too, you know, the red-tailed fox.
Doug started on the foxes.
Well, anyway, all right, I'll change the subject again, okay?
Time to change the subject, Doug.
Back to our music plan. Who's next on your list?
Mr. Julian Taylor, which, can I do a shout-out? Julian is my dad's name, so it's perfect. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
So Julian Taylor is your dad?
Well, no.
Same name.
same
first name.
Yeah.
How's that?
I know. I'm just teasing.
Yeah. Now, it would be funny because if your dad was Julian Taylor and he has all these musical instruments in the home, because that's what Julian Taylor does. He's, you know, you go to, you see pictures, or he did a talk for CFRC just 2 years ago, I think, from his Zoom and from his, I would say, living room, but he called it his working den. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all the musical instruments in the background and the speakers everywhere. And, yeah, he's got it all set up.
The dream.
All righty. So Julian Taylor is from Toronto, Toronto-based.
Isn't he Six Nations? I mean, one parent.
I'd like to think that, but no, he does not say that in his biography. Mm-hmm. Maybe he does. Maybe I just haven't read far enough. But we have had reports that he is from Six Nations, but right now in Toronto.
Yeah, it's still territory.
All right, Doug. Whatever.
Well, the Mississauga, the Wyandotte, and the Haudenosaunee all decide that because Toronto, in fact, is the meeting place.
Yeah, he's been at it for a long, long time. Since 94.
Wow. That's when we started.
Julian Taylor. Julian Taylor. First gig at the Alma Combo in 1994.
Wow.
Do you know the Alma Combo?
I don't.
Yes.
You know the Alma Combo? No, you don't.
Yeah. In Toronto.
Been there forever, right?
Yeah. Because I was going to say, when I was in the late 1960s.
Yeah, it's been there forever.
Late 1960s, it was one of the big places.
But this is the place to go for live music.
Mm-hmm. Actually.
Was I there? Maybe I was there too.
Yeah, I think you were there once.
I was at Healy's before Healy's took off. I have no idea. We were probably going to see Derek Miller, I think.
Hmm. I know Robbie Robertson when he was playing with the Hawks.
The band. Oh, the Hawks?
The Hawks, yeah, all before right. It became the band.
Okay.
Sorry.
1996, he formed the Midnight Blues, BLOOZE. Mm-hmm. Formed Staggered Cross in 97. So, I don't know. Julian, 2021, Julian owns the rights to his entire catalog.
Very good.
Good for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want to hear a discography?
Just a few, because you're going to pick one.
Mold.
What?
Mold EP.
Mold?
That's what it's called. M-O-L-D. Mold.
The kind of stuff that you find in cheese? Mold?
Cheese.
Houses.
See.
Bread.
It's just around time to go and eat.
No,
so
mold is
I'm thinking of bread and cheese and, you know.
You can get that at Six Nations. Anyway, so that's that. And who'd I choose? I choose this one and hopefully.
Centrum. This is Dedication by Julian Taylor. And actually, he's mixed Caribbean and Mohawk descent.
Yeah.
Hope you guys enjoy it.
Well, eventually.
If you want dedication, just look and see. I've got double dedication. More than you'll need. I said, wait, stop. Take me along across this crosswalk. Take me along if you want dedication. Just let me start. I've got double dedication. Two times in my heart. This is the way to start. Take me along across this crosswalk. Take me along. I got more if you need. I got more if you want. I got more of this love. It's all that I've got. 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 Dedication, baby, let's roll. I've got double dedication. Two times in my soul, and without hesitation, I'm all up to speed. I've got double dedication. Let me put you at ease. I said, wait, stop. Take me along. Across this crosswalk, take me along. I said, la da 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 da.
Welcome back to Winter Life with Sleep Country, where after a resolute holiday season...
And there you go. That was Julian Taylor with Dedication. And what do you think?
I liked it. I liked his voice.
All right.
It was nice. What did you think?
It was okay. I mean, it didn't catch me like other songs.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like songs that are a little bit more mellow, but still got the whole band aspect that you can hear in the background.
That's true.
So
that's true. It was mixed well.
Yeah, I agree.
It was mixed well. So there you go. Douglas.
Yes.
Did you know that at 6 a.m. on Tuesday is Campus Beat? It's a Campus Beat special.
Oh, is that right? So is this news from
I don't really know this. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would listen to this. Remember, like I said, midnight?
Mm-hmm.
Not happening? 6 a.m. also not happening.
Absolutely not.
Oh, that's the best time of day. You're almost into astronomical twilight.
That's true. There was a time in my life when I could do both. Not anymore.
There was a time where I used to just not sleep
go
at
to
all,
sleep,
right?
Yeah.
You just go right on through.
Just going at it.
Actually, you're bringing back to when I was a university student. I worked in the summertime for four months, 16 hours a day. Yeah, I worked at one place for the 8 hours, and then 10 minutes later, I was at another site working at another place for the 8 hours.
Yeah.
5 days a week. I don't know how I did it. You know, when I think about it now.
And you did it because you needed to...
I wanted to go back to school.
Yeah.
See, working 4 months, I was able to bring in enough money and save that would be, we could, you know, like our family could go for 8 months or 7, 8 months at university.
Nice.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do. Good
job. Can't really do that anymore, though.
I don't think so.
I don't think.
No.
I mean, I finished school in April, and then from May to the end of August, I'm working, working, working so that I can save money. Would I say it's enough money? Not in this economy,
no.
But it's something better than nothing.
That's right. And because you're putting all that time in, then you're not spending it.
Mm-hmm. A lot
true
of
enough.
Time put yeah. into it. Yeah.
True enough.
Mind you, this is another fact that you won't be able to get into these days. The first car that I bought when I was working, and I paid $35 for it.
$35 for a car. I hope everybody heard that. $35.
It needed a bit of work, but.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Again, back in the day, they didn't have, like the E-test.
No.
They probably didn't have much of a, safety.
No. Well, it did because I was working at a place where they could help me fix it.
What car was it?
It was a Pontiac V6.
Oh.
Yeah. A Pontiac V6. LeBaron?
Yeah.
You don't know.
No, it's something like that. It was
Pontiac
It was a six-cylinder V6, mm-hmm. and it had 6-speed in it and on the floor. It was nice.
Used to move, did it?
It did.
All right, so when I was in college... there was this one guy, I had a Buick, I had a LeSabre, a V6 LeSabre, 3.8 liter engine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it used to get out of its own way fairly quickly. And, but then there was this guy, and he had, I want to say a 69, possibly, or a 73. Buick Regal.
Ooh.
I think it was the Regal. Anyways, it had the torpedo rear end.
Yeah, yeah.
He had the big block in it, 455, and he just cranked down the road and it just floating.
Yeah.
That was a good time to watch that.
Sorry.
Cool car.
That's okay.
Yeah. You should see Gigi's face.
Like, what?
Yeah, like, whoa. You guys are in heaven.
What's
it's
torpedo?
Like talking about chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Anyway, who else would you like to talk about?
I don't know.
Radio shows here at
CRC.
Give
me a name because I've forgotten it. Oh, yeah.
No worries. Next up, we have Molly Obonsawan.
Mm-hmm. Abenaki community.
All right, Abenaki. I think she's Alanisa's people.
Yes. Yeah, from down the St. Lawrence River.
Yeah,
on the
she
South
plays.
Shore.
She plays the cello, or at least she stands with the cello, like a real cello, not
yeah.
one of those.
Yeah.
I think that's the double bass.
Yeah, that's the double bass. Sorry, cello is smaller.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cello that Yo-Yo Ma plays.
Oh, is
right?
that right?
Really?
Yo-Yo Ma? Doesn't he play the cello? The oboe?
Maybe.
I think it's the cello. Back in the day when he was selling out stadiums.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't do that anymore.
So, Mali. M-A-L-I.
Mali. Oh,
okay.
Mali.
Obonsawan.
Yeah, she was born in 1995.
An award-winning bassist, vocalist, songwriter,
oh, bassist.
And composer.
There you go, double bass.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's a real bass.
Jazz, rock.
Yeah. So jazz, rock.
Free jazz, comma, rock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Here's a new one for your playlist then.
Okay,
right.
Well, we're getting
I'll
to it.
That.
We're getting to it, Doug.
Depends.
Hopefully, maybe no commercials on this.
No. No, but what song are you going to play?
We're getting to it, Doug.
Oh, okay.
Oh, gosh. I hope the folks at home
that's why
appreciate
the three of us
what we're doing here. Because this is not normal.
No, it definitely isn't.
Not the normal way we would do things. Now, see, here she is, and she's got one of those guitar basses. I don't want that one. Oh, here, let's play this one. This one looks
What's
like...
What's it called?
Wawistan.
Wawistan?
Duh. There's an 8 in it. The number. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll play that one. Or this one. This one looks cool. What do you think?
Let's do this one.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
About with one final song from the great Wabanaki Nation at Wabanak. It's both the medicine song and the war song, because when we have to fight every day, we have to protect ourselves and our spirits.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. There you go, Sean. How was that? That was Molly Obanswan.
That is, I cannot come up with the words, Doug.
Okay, good. We'll just move on.
Like, not the nice ones, anyways.
Oh, okay.
I think it was a good contrast to what we've heard, the other pieces we've heard tonight.
I was going to say it's experimental, I think. Heavy on the... No, never mind. I won't say that. Okay. I don't think I'm allowed to say that anymore.
No. Hey, you got
to. Can we say experimental?
You have to have an opportunity to hear all of these different musicians to say, yes, I would like to hear more of that.
But or if you listen to Elenisa Bonson,
yes. Hey.
Pretty much like that.
Oh, okay. That would be a feature that we could put on in late February. That Bush lady, that old CD.
Yeah.
You just turn it on and walk away.
Turn it on. Somebody will listen.
Hey, I like that, Sean. Good connection.
Great connection. Now, but that's exactly Elenisa Bonson's jam.
Yeah.
Elenisa Bonson is a fairly famous director in indigenous circles. And she never actually was interested, maybe, in being a director. She wanted to be a musician, and she made a movie documentary. And, the rest was history. But her first love was music.
Right. 1982, she produced that album, Bush Lady. And... but that's that. Then she ended up with the National Film Board to kind of put together her films. And next thing you know, she's there and she's part of it for how many years? She's still,
I think she's still there.
She's in her 90s now.
Late 80s, early 90s.
Wow. Okay.
And I did meet her as well.
Yeah.
A couple of times.
Well, Elenise was a number of times over the years. Rick Jackson was a programmer here at CFRC, and he did film reviews and Canadian music and that sort of thing. But he had the opportunity to meet Elenise here in this studio where I'm sitting. Elenise was here, and Rick was where you are, and interviewing her several years. Because it was the Kingston Film Festival, and Elenise was a special guest, and so we were able to get her into the station.
So they have the Kingston Film Festival is coming up, or it's
is it coming up again?
It's like pretty much.
I mean, for a while there with the pandemic, it stopped. So I don't know, or did they have it where you could do it remotely?
I don't know how they did that. I think it was remotely.
Okay. Now, while you're looking that up, I'm going to talk a bit about the photography. And this also came from discussions.
Oh, it's not up. It's February 25th.
Okay.
Nowhere is near.
The end of February.
Yeah, where it's still January.
Right. Okay.
I had a point of contention, but I won't bring it up until later.
All right. Yeah, after we're off air.
It's probably best that it's off air. Carry on.
The whole issue around photography and taking pictures of people, and it brought to mind a book that I was given in 1995. It was just published then. It was called Face Pullers. And the fellow by the name of, I think, Silverbirch?
Silversides.
Silversides, yeah. Okay. And he had these photographs that were taken in the 1880s in Western Canada of Indigenous peoples. But the photographers who went out there, you know, they would have their whole stand up. And we're doing portraits in different settings. Mm-hmm. But the settings were mostly just somebody's paintings on canvas. And the guestee would have come in full regalia. And they would sit down and they would take the picture. And it was all glass plate photography. Well, it turns out that many of those photographs and the actual, we'll call them, quote, negatives, ended up in Toronto at a museum in Toronto.
Uh-huh.
And this fellow wrote a book about face pullers, and that's what it's called, and because the Indigenous peoples of Western Canada looked at the camera and couldn't figure out what it was, couldn't figure out a name for it, but what did it do? It pulled your face and put it on paper.
Oh.
So it became face pullers. And this fellow, Silversides, not only did that, and looking at, I think there were probably 80 or 90 photographs that he put in a book, but he also documented who it was and what time. Then I found, just researching, just last week.
Looking west, photographing the Canadian prairies from 1858 to 1957, again by Silversides. Sadly, there are no classic Canadian prairie images, no photographs that are known to every school child, according to Medicine Hat author and archivist Brock V. Silversides. Traditionally, the prairies have not been considered exotic or exciting to outsiders. Silversides's Looking West, Photographing the Canadian Prairies may help rectify that notion. A surprisingly eclectic and varied compilation of images, Looking West charts 100 years of the region's rich visual history through the 180 archival photos. An in-depth 30-page introduction rounds out the collection, offering up interesting and little-known information about the land and the people who inhabited the Middle Provinces.
And that, then, is the next book that I'm going to get. And I'll borrow from the library because... the cost of getting these old books is somewhat prohibitive. So go to the library and then borrow one. But again, it's taking a look through what Sean and I were talking about earlier. And you know, you even did it with your cell phone to with that squirrel that you found here on campus like a few years ago.
Yeah.
But and people getting out these days, I mean, their photos are everywhere. But on Instagram and TikTok and I don't know where else they are. You know, people send.
I don't think they'd be on TikTok. Definitely on Instagram.
Oh, okay, but photos are still being taken by, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, it's interesting, and.
I wouldn't say they're artistic though.
No.
Those were probably not artistic either.
I don't think so.
But
I think
the years, they became artistic, right?
Yeah, I would suspect that's the case.
I'm sure he wasn't I'm sure he knew what he was doing, but.
Would be a professional photographer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you.
No. Not like me.
I have been to an art show where all kinds of people had things on sale and then their work, and your photographs were perfect. You know, I couldn't buy them all. Sorry.
Hey, you can't brush that off. You were in an art show. That's really cool.
More than once.
It was a local art show.
That doesn't matter.
Anyways, you paid your money. They put your stuff up.
And then people come and they take a look and talk to you. And
exactly.
Yeah. And then some guy with a recorder got to.
Yeah, then some guy. I was going to talk to you about the process of creating these plates and using them. There's a guy on the YouTubes that does that. And he's got a camera, like you put the glass plate in the back.
Right.
And he's got to do the calculations. And he pulls out the shutter and he for however long.
And you time it, yeah.
Yeah, and then he puts it back in and he takes that plate and he runs back to his, I think it's a pickup truck, where he's got this makeshift dark room with a very, very dark tarp, and he goes in there and he puts the tarp down and he runs through the process of developing that
on glass.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
And he, I want to say, uses some sort of silver nitrate. Or,
yes. Oops. Mixture.
Yeah, and he allows it to dry a bit, and then he puts it in an envelope, a wood envelope, but an envelope, and he shoots it into the camera and allows the science to work.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It is. Like, I have no idea how much this camera cost. If he built it himself, I don't know. Anyways.
The camera box, you could build yourself. You could.
Yeah, you could. I don't know if he purchased it.
It's getting the glass and the actual process in getting that glass prepared to have a photograph.
To have a lens.
Like an image,
Yeah, he does mostly landscapes, and it's fascinating. That it's so sharp, so very sharp.
Yeah. The only thing is you cannot enlarge the image because it's a transfer from the glass to the paper.
What he did was placed it on a background.
Uh-huh.
And that was it. It was black and white. And what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
And okay. He would put it in the frame and fascinating.
We have about 20 minutes left.
20 whole minutes.
Yeah, and two more people that we're going to feature on tonight's show just for Gigi. Do you want to do the two or just one?
Yeah, we could do Faith Noland right now.
Okay. And what do we know about Faith Noland?
I know she's East old. Coast. She's older than I thought she was.
Oh.
Like, I seen one picture, and I'm like, oh, okay, 30s.
Okay. Finds out that she's 34.
She's 69. Mm. Yeah. So I think this is the same Faith Noland.
I hope so. From the East Coast?
She is from the East Coast. She talks of Africville.
Okay, that's it.
And her
other parent is from Mi'kmaq community.
She doesn't really say that anywhere that I can see, but, she might. Say it someplace, we just haven't seen it. I think possibly this one. It looks like it's an old song.
Okay.
The old K-Tel records? Okay. That's what it looks like.
And what's the song?
Africville.
Oh, okay.
So there might be something.
Now Africville's gone, she's in a high.
And there you go. That was Africville by Faith Nolan from a long time ago. 2023.
What are you doing?
I don't know. The cover is, like I say, is from the KTEL days. Of one color, a black and white picture, and then on the top in, I don't know, some kind of font, it says Africville. And there you go. Mm-hmm. KTEL, all the way, right there.
What did you think of the song, Gigi?
I liked it. I like hearing, like, the piano in the background, how it's pretty, like, I wouldn't say that there's any sheet music for that. It's more of how the composer's feeling in the moment, and I really like that. But honestly, I was kind of waiting for, like, a saxophone to come in. I could hear that in my head. It didn't happen, but it happened in my head, and it sounded good.
Uh-huh. Hey, creative listening, I love it.
Yeah.
So it says here, this is a quote, our diversity is our strength, our struggles to end war make peace, justice, and freedom ring in every land. That's Faith Nolan. Mm. I don't know that I've ever heard of Faith Nolan before tonight.
That's why we're doing this.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah. There, you know, as I said, it's also Gigi, because last week you said jazz, I'm kind of getting interested in it, and but your dad is interested, you said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, is he a musician?
No. Well, but you know what? You know what? He is starting to learn the guitar.
Is he?
He goes
to the senior center
and he plays the guitar. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he's learning chords, and I think he's doing a great job.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You play the guitar, Doug?
No.
Okay.
Other than that,
I can play the pots and pans.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. That's percussion. There you go.
I can play the radio.
No, you're a musician. Anyway,
sometimes
Duke Redbird will be our next one up.
Is he going to be the final one?
Oh,
is it almost time to go?
Just about for you. It's about I don't know. We've got about 15 minutes left. So.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I'm just thinking that I wanted to save Duke Redbird to the end, even though he's of all these people.
Sultans with Duke Redbird.
Yeah, Duke is the one of the oldest musicians, but did you pull up his website at all?
No.
Okay, because it's got a bit of information.
This is weird because I've never known him as a musician.
Right.
I've only ever known him as a television presenter.
Right, and a poet.
No.
No?
Television, did you not listen?
I did, but
television presenter.
Oh, okay.
For City TV.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I knew Duke Redbird as this poet, and then he, for a number of years, he would work at getting people to musicians. You know, like, for me, I could write the poetry, but then I would need the two of you to put together the music that goes with it. And mm-hmm. I think that's what it was like for Duke Redbird.
Dr. Duke Redbird.
Mm-hmm.
He throws that right on there, doctor.
Yeah.
As he should.
Yeah. Doctor of philosophies.
Right? So he's got the Ani, Bonjour, Danzi, and greetings and welcome.
He's from the Saugeen First Nation.
Ojibwe, Saugeen. Duke Redbird. Sultans of String with Duke Redbird.
Yeah.
Now, you want to hear it now, or you want me?
Just a couple of minutes first before you do that, because you and I had the Sultans of String when they were putting together the CD that you know, that we had a number of musicians. They're all Indigenous musicians, but they worked with the Sultans of String in Toronto to put together, I think, 12 or 13 pieces of music, and it went all on one. Well, it was, I say CD, but it came out electronically. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can make them all as big as long as they need to be. But the Sultans of String and all of those musicians then went across the country playing in theaters. They were here in Grand Theater in Kingston, and they went to a large number of places. But I was able to interview a number of the people who were involved, like, I forget his first name, but Eagle Speaker from Alberta, and violin player and Métis from this area, in Kingston area. Her brother's still this area. Alyssa Sachuk Dalbre. And then I was doing a Zoom interview with another fellow, Mark, and I was introduced to Mark. And when I saw him next to the producer for Sultans of String, sitting in their studio, I kept looking at Mark, thinking, I've met this person, but try to figure out when and where and so on. So, and as he was telling his story and giving me a background information on his music and when he started and that, he said something about his first CD was in 2006. Light bulb went off in my head. I met him here at CFRC.
Wow.
Yeah, he was here in the area playing at the Grand Theater, and we got to get him to come in and talk, and we sat down, and he gave us his CD. We have it in our archives, our vault here at CFRC.
Wow.
Najuan.
Aren't we lucky to be here? Everybody's been here.
Yeah, there have been a lot of people
that have
come to visit. But so Najuan was the name that I knew him, not by his real name, his street name or whatever he uses. This is his stage name, Najuan. And he was shocked that I even knew the name Najuan and when the CD was released and until I told him, I interviewed you. I've changed since then. 2006 till now, that's 20 years ago.
20 years.
Gracious.
Yeah. So the song that you're going to do for us, Sean, is that was put together. Duke Redbird does his poetry, and the Sultans of String put the music to it, along with Shannon Thunderbird, who was heavily involved in getting that to all those musicians together. So just long-winded part just to let you know that you've come full circle here today.
Okay.
It's jazz stuff that you have.
Go.
Sure. What's it called?
Sultan.
Oh, there you go.
With Duke Redbird.
Good.
Go.
A great mystery created the universe and manifested a blue geosphere, a radiant planet, the marvelous Earth, the mother who gave us birth, the genesis of all we hold dear. With all the billions of stars in space, only the Earth could create the perfect human birthing place. A little sphere of cosmic dust was the spark of spirit given to us. In all the years of her existence, with benevolence and generosity, she provided for our subsistence and never needed our assistance. But now the world is in distress due to unrestrained excess. Nature reveals that true progress is possessed by every plant and tree that echoes every breath we breathe. In a symbiotic symphony of connected sustainability. In the present tsunami of climate change, the Earth may never be the same. With 8 billion people and mouths to feed, the fires are burning, there's less air to breathe. We must conserve and preserve our rivers and forestry to ensure our own continuity. We must activate, contemplate, and regenerate the life and abundance of our birthplace. We don't choose where we are born. We are the outcome of a cosmic storm. Our journey is to search and find the natural order of the divine. Joy and enlightenment is the gift this wisdom brings. Adore and cherish all living things. Acknowledge the cradle of our precious birth and our relationship with our mother, the sacred earth.
Well, there you go, Sean. A really good poem.
Oh, it's over.
Yeah. Well, I would say that folks might like to go and hear him do his poetry. So there's a lot in the
introducing
Duke Redbird, and that's what we're going to do. Yeah. Now we have a little less than 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give you two, maybe three, to talk to us about what you said. I have a suggestion.
Yeah. So I have a suggestion for our last piece. I'd like to dedicate it to my mom. I hope she's listening. This is a song that we discovered in the car that we both really like. I remember I started playing it and she was like, "What do you know about Nat King Cole?" And I was like, "Well, here it is." So it's called Autumn Leaves. I know we're in winter, but hey, anticipation for something other than everything that's outside right now, because it's pretty bad out there.
No, you're giving us hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I look at all the water and I'm really pleased. I'm cheering. The forest has
a super happy
store of water.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we don't get one of those quick melts, it's gone in a week. We're going to, I don't think it'll ever go away from my place.
Not this hill outside CFRC. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Mountain.
Yeah. It does
Mount
look like
CFRC.
Now, I'm wondering if people are going to try and ski down this little mount.
I
was going to try and climb it.
You know what? Yeah. Maybe afterwards we should all climb it.
Well, we'll try.
Yeah. We could.
Maybe I spoke too soon.
I'm going to get a shovel and I'm just going to burrow right underneath it.
Oh, well, there's that option too. Yeah.
I still have to shovel my driveway. It's a mess.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, we don't have any cars, so we don't have to.
Oh.
But it's horrible, so we probably should. It was a disaster trying to get out on Monday because I still had to go to class.
Oh.
And it was, our porch was completely snowed in. Like, the snow was like all the way up to my knees.
Wow.
It was pretty bad. And our shovel obviously wasn't there, so I had to go through the snow to get it, and yeah, wasn't great. But hey, autumn's better.
Yeah, autumn. And so you're thinking, what's the best thing about autumn for you?
I love the, well, actually it's perfect. I love the color of the leaves. Mm. They're just so beautiful. Like I live near the escarpment, and it looks absolutely beautiful in the autumn time. Like, I love it. It's just reds and yellows and greens, and it's seriously nature's beauty.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's right. Okay, so, and who's the artist?
Yeah, so let's take it away. Autumn Leaves by Nat King Cole.
falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold since you went away. The days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn start to
set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post